We're going to learn some ideas about matzah. A couple of key points that we have about matzah when you're eating motzi matzah. First thing is to have kavana. You're supposed to have appropriate intent that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. And when you're going to say the bracha of hamotzi and motzi matzah, you're going to have in mind not only for matzah, you're also going to have in mind for the korech, for the sandwich, and as well for afikoman. A couple of things that we tend to forget on some of these things. We don't dip our matzah in any salt. It's just supposed to be plain matzah. That's one. Also, many times people tend to talk right after they start chewing because they want to be the first one to say how much they miss it or how hard it is or how stale it is. So technically, there's no talking until you finish korech. So it means you went through matzah, you went through mor and korech because korech is really part of matzah and mor together. So you don't want to do really any talking. However, if you need to talk because it's for the sake of the meal, then it's actually permissible to talk, but not to tell you how crunchy it is or how much you like the matzah. That's not really necessary. Also, when it comes to this, if a person chewed the matzah, did not swallow anything yet, but they simply chewed, and then they spoke, then they have to make the bracha over again. Just like if you had another food that you were eating and you chewed, but didn't actually swallow anything, you'd have to make the bracha over again. So Tovia, as long as you've swallowed something, a flavor of some sort of the matzah, then that would be okay. But if you did not, you're going to have to make the bracha over again. So just remind people ahead of time that we're not going to do any talking until we could try not to talk all the way to the end of Korech. If a person, it's not relevant to anybody here, but if you eat matzah after chatzos, because you didn't eat it yet, then you're not going to say the bracha motzi matzah on that. So that's something to just keep in mind for me. next. When it comes to eating the matzah, you also want to make sure that the people are eating around you. If you're at a particular table and you're, let's say, the head of the table, they should ideally own the matzah. Because we have the idea of the word lachem, we learn it from Esog Lachem, that in fact it's supposed to be owned by you. So if you're going to a meal, so you want to mention ahead of time that you're acquiring the matzah. Parents to children, that's all part of one family. But if you have guests over, you want to let them know ahead of time that they're also acquiring that matzah. And this is important because of the idea of lachem, but it's also a question is when you can actually tell this to them. So you want to be able to tell them all these things before you wash for netilas yadayim. And you want to remind them that they have in mind that they're fulfilling the mitzvah of achilas matzah, because a lot of times people just think, oh, I'm just eating, it's bread, it's lechem. No, there's the bread part of it, which is hamotzi lechem in eretz, and then there's the matzah part, which is the idea of motzi matzah. You want to have kavana for that mitzvah. Because when it comes to eating bread, you don't necessarily have to have kavana for eating bread. You're eating bread. But when it comes to fulfilling a mitzvah of motzi matzah, you want to have that kavana. Now, if you forgot to mention that, as we know in Shulchan Aruch, if you needed salt at the table and you washed your hands for netilas yadayim, you would be able to say to someone, can you please pass the salt? You would be able to do that. So to you, you'd be able to do the same thing. You're not passing salt, but you might say, you wash netilas yadayim and go, oh, everybody have in mind that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of motzi matzah. That's permissible for you to talk. That's called the tzaruch seuda, that you're allowed to talk in that scenario. But ideally, you want to mention it ahead of time before you actually wash your hands for netilas yadayim. Without going into how much you're supposed to eat, the Baal HaBayis, whoever has the three matzos by them, they technically have to have a kazayis from the top matzah and a kazayis from the middle matzah. That's what they're supposed to be eating. Now, they also have to give out matzah to everybody else at the table. So how do you fulfill this when everybody's supposed to eat a kazayis? It's not going to be possible because your matzah holds, a kazayit and a quarter. So how are you going to fulfill that idea of kazayis? So the way you do it is that if you're the one making the hamotzi on that matzah, those three matzahs, you're going to be breaking the top and using the middle matzah. So you're going to be eating, you're going to take a quick bite for yourself of the top and the middle. Then you're going to give a little bit to everybody else. But what you're going to do is you're going to pre-plan this and have matzah already out for everybody to eat. Because otherwise it's going to be too long of a hefsek. And what you're going to do is, either what some people do is they measure out the matzah ahead of time before Yom Tov, and they make bags of it, or they'll have like a basket of matzah that'll be like on the table. And you're going to give everyone a little piece because you're making the hamotzi for them from that piece. And once they take that little piece, then they're going to have their kazayis. But whoever's at the head of the table should have a kazayis on the top and the middle, which is questionable how you can do from the middle, because it may not even be a kazayis in the middle of that, but obviously we're relying on a smaller view there. So the head of the household should be eating a kazayis from the top two matzos, and everybody else should get a fingernail size of matzah to be able to make the hermotzion and then fill in with the rest of the matzah. So if you're sitting at the table, you want to have your matzahs ready ahead of time. And this way you're not going to have an issue at the Seder in eating motzi matzah and the bracha of alachilas matzah. So that's one. That's the simplest way to get around it, and you have less of a problem. The biggest problem is that oftentimes the head of the house is going to break up matzah and give to everybody, and he won't have had a kazayis of matzah for himself. That's the problem that he has. He was just like, oh, I just gave it out to everybody. Oh, I'll just take from the rest of the basket. No, you're the one making the bracha. You should have, somebody should have a kazayis of matzah from the top two, or they should have the two kazayis of matzah from the top two. So give everyone else small little snippets and let the head of the household actually eat that. So that's one other thing, and that is the main things you have. Reminder that for matzah you are leaning when you eat matzah, both for motzi matzah and for afikomen. If a person did not lean by korech, he's supposed to lean by eating korech. If he didn't, he's technically okay. It's a mitzvah d'rabbanan on that, so we're lenient. And if he forgot to lean by afikomen, and then he washed his hands from ayim achronim, he would not go ahead and eat again in that scenario. Huh? Haseba.
When you drink
and you drink also. Again, but that's a different scenario. But again, if you forgot to lean, if you didn't do hasaba by korech, you're okay. If you didn't do it by afikomen, you should eat again. Unless you would wash my machronim, and in that scenario, you would not actually do it again. Those are some things on matzah.